Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show Ed Gutowski. He's terrific. He's been on the show before. I mean, you see Ed everywhere. He is absolutely internationally recognized at this point, for sure, in the investment wealth management industry. And he's got no boundaries with opinions. And that's why we love Ed, because he uses his smarts in a very good way. I like that about Ed. And there he is in Vegas. And you say, why is he in Vegas? Well, it's the SHOT Show for the year. And that's where it is. The SHOT Show, if you don't know, is the biggest gun show in the United States. So I can only imagine what that's like. Ed, what's the theme of the show this year?
Well, I got to say, first of all, I love your show, and I'm really happy to be here with you. Because, one, you're terrific, and thanks for the introduction.
You're welcome.
The theme of the show, this is my first time here, and the theme of the show is, look at all these big weapons, because it is ridiculous how much is sold in this country. And I say that in kind of a positive way. $6 billion of military and guns and hunting and all of this outdoor stuff that they sell here at the SHOT Show is, you know, done a year. And, they have numbers, Kate, that are unbelievable. Also, $38 billion, supposedly, this brings to the U.S. economy, which is needed. There is kind of a theme here where they're really trying to, get out the word about training, about safety. So there's a lot of little seminars about that. But overall, if you've never been to this, this is unreal. I just walked around. I mean, there's AK-47s, there's, armor, there's night vision, there's backpacks, there's, these knives that are like machetes. And it's enormous what they have here.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. The AK-47s, I would imagine, are popular, but also the armor, because a lot of people are talking about armor now with some of the things that are happening. In looking at the armor, was there things for kids and whatnot? I've heard that there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
I did not see any of that. I mean, I truly am a kid here. Now, this is not open to the public. Okay, this is not open to the public. This is open. This is where, if you think about it, this is a big business, and this is open to wholesalers and companies that will come and buy stuff for their retail outlet. So you're not seeing a lot of people just walking around looking and walking out with a gun. Now, there are a million guns here. Million guns and rifles here, but none of them have pins in them, okay? So you feel pretty safe. But I don't see anything that's directed just at kids. I would be surprised if someone made a gun for a kid. But there are programs, and there's a lot of other things that are going on here about security and about protection. I will say that.
Yeah, what for you, as you said, you're like a kid in the candy store. What's been the coolest thing that you've seen so far?
I don't even know what they are. I mean, because I grew up in New York. I'm a New York Jew. I don't know what these things are, Kate. I don't even know what they are. They're just really big. Everything's really, really big, and I know it would really hurt. And that's all I know.
I'm right there with you. I grew up in New York and New Jersey, so I know what you're saying. But it's got to be pretty cool to have a pass to that, where as you said, this isn't open to the public. And if it was open to the public, they'd be swarmed. So there's people there. There's obviously some reporters there. There's a radio row, and there's a lot of manufacturers, I guess, there.
A lot of them. A lot of Duck Dynasty viewers are here. I will tell you that too.
Duck Dynasty.
This is a great operation. It's very professional. This is, anybody who came here would see that. And it is big business. People are, putting deals together left and right. There's a lot of police groups that are here, a lot of government or municipalities that are here looking and buying things. And you know what? It's needed. I mean, as long as there's bad people out there, we're going to have, stuff to protect you. And, the statistics, Kate, support a lot of what you hear. The places where you have a strong defense, you don't have a lot of problems. And so this is a growing industry, and I expect it to continue to grow. So I walk around here, and I have lots of different feelings and emotions about it. And I'm, as I said, it's my first show. But a lot of pride, because you have an industry that is growing. It's meeting the needs of people. The question is the needs of the people pushing the industry, or is the industry pushing the people? And I don't know which one it necessarily is, but you could certainly walk around here and feel as though there's a growth industry. No question about it.
Yeah, there you go. Well said. You said at the top you were talking about, what, $38 billion, $38 billion. Ed, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Absolutely. Take care, Kate.
You too. Bye-bye. A little bit more about the SHOT Show as somebody who lived in Vegas. This is something that they've done for a long time, and the SHOT Show is the world's largest gun show. And they do things like put products out that are there first before they're even on the retail shelves. And they do this from the 14th through the 17th. You got about, you know, as Ed was saying, it's not open to the public. It's about 60,000 industry pros that are there for this deal. It stands for Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. And you got about 1,600 exhibitors. That's why he says he's like a kid in a candy store. He can't believe it, what he's looking at, because it is absolutely an enormous exhibit, and especially of things that aren't, some are existing, but a lot of new products on display, and guns basically for all types of income. So it's full range. It's the big sexy stuff like you would see at a car show, the car that you couldn't afford unless you were a millionaire, and the everyday smorgasbord of guns, ammunition. He was mentioning the emphasis on safety locks and cases, optics, shooting range equipment, targets. You have game calls and decoys and tree stands. Think of the hunter. That's part of what this is about. And the lures and the hunting accessories and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's interesting. They do special appearances like they do at all these kinds of trade shows. You think of whatever it is that the show is about, and you think of the celebrity or somebody that would fit with what it is the show's about. And I read something the other day that they were bringing in Al Mampry, who is one of the 19, this is cool, one of the 19 living members of the World War II 101st Airborne Company, who fought for, of course, our freedoms. And it was, he was one of those guys that was the inspiration, that was part of the Band of Brothers. It was documented, remember, in the Band of Brothers. I couldn't get enough of that miniseries a couple of years ago watching that. And he was just 20 years old when he joined the Army, and he became a medic in that Company E, 506th Regiment of the 101st. And that very, very famous, legendary, I guess is the best way to say it, a legendary company. And he was a medic, and he earned 2 Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, when he was there in service, fighting in the Battle of the Bulge and Operation Market Garden and a whole bunch of other battles in Europe. And this is somebody that Tom Hanks and the rest of the people involved in Band of Brothers, he was one of the guys that was one of the inspirations, one of the people that they talked to, that kind of thing. So that would be pretty cool to be there and be able to talk to him. And that's kind of the SHOT Show deal. Tips and swapping things they've learned, and people from hunting and the shooting industry, the shooting sports industry and whatnot. It would be pretty wild to be there. I mean, they say that when you're there every day, it's like 12 miles long. If you just like, you just look down the row and you see this unbelievable sight. That's probably why Ed was so overwhelmed. It's like the rock star stuff, you know. The big daddy, the big granddaddy of them all. All right, stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side, including a bipartisan budget. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I've been asking these questions. They've refused to answer. I stood up a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I don't quite remember, and said, if I don't get an answer, I'm going to ask for subpoena power.
And there you go. Where do you think the subpoenas are flying around? That would be New Jersey, folks. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's Senator Loretta Weinberg, and it has to do with the bridge, the George Washington Bridge, the lane closures. Something's going on because Chris Christie's administration is lawyering up. The questions are really starting to pour, and there is no backup on this. The former Christie aides are being subpoenaed, so what are they going to ultimately say? And special counsel is gone after the governors before, so this isn't something that hasn't happened. Even though polls say most people believe Chris Christie, most believe him, you can bet that there's some distance, though, starting to happen between Christie and a few people. And usually when there's distance, like the span of the bridge that we're talking about, then that means the fire has really started. It's more than smoke. And the, that's what's happened. So you've got the Port Authority saying that there's things that they're opening up all their records and all of that kind of stuff. And I think this controversy is not going away anytime soon, because unless they cannot tie anything to Christie whatsoever. I mean, if this is political payback from his gubernatorial campaign and he's tied to the scandal, that's it. That's it for the whole New Jersey thing. That means, once again, another New Jersey governor would have to resign. Remember Jim McGreevy? That was the whole thing of him fooling around. He was married and had a child, and he was fooling around with people at restaurant stops and all that stuff. It turned out he was gay, and then he came out and wrote a book years later and whatever, but he resigned his position as the governor of New Jersey. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Chris Christie, but it doesn't look good. Although I have some pretty good sources in New Jersey, people who cover the governor, and they say there's nothing has stuck yet at this point. There's just so much speculating going on, and it's just the story that will not go away. He really just can't push it away. So maybe in another way, the subpoenas would help him. If for sure they cannot tie him and only tie aides to the bridge, the lane closures on the George Washington Bridge in September, then he keeps his job as governor. Still, I think the 2016 is kind of iffy. I think all the love and all the accolades and all the people that were pouring out to tell Christie that he should run, I think that they quickly kind of back away. You know that here on America Tonight, how often did we talk about it when you had with the Republicans? It seemed like every other week, remember, during the last election, there was another debate. There was another Republican debate. People couldn't get enough of it. The ratings were actually pretty good. And different people would enter into the race, and then suddenly they disappear because something controversial would stick to them. And usually it was a blunder, something that was said or something in their past or whatever, but suddenly they would kind of fall away one by one. In this case, I think now it's just a question of the first step is, does he hold on to being the governor of New Jersey, which is absolutely, he doesn't want to give that up. And then you go from that to what are the other political aspirations? And the other political aspirations, I think that's already done. I just don't believe he'll be 2016. In fact, I heard today from somebody I know in Florida that Jeb Bush really is chomping at the bit. He might pull the aw shucks. I'm really flattered I'm on the list and pop up on the shows once in a while. But the former governor of Florida really, really, really wants to be considered, I think, a serious contender for 2016 without a doubt. Okay, so in the meantime, I mentioned this deal about the budget, and you know, it was inevitable that this was going to happen because they already had the agreement. So it's another lousy situation. It's not a good situation, but at least it's done. It's just putting the ribbon on the final package of the budget, and it's a bipartisan budget for what it's worth. But we already knew that was happening, and ultimately we're still back in the same situation of deficit, 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 and a way too big of a deficit. So they pass the House passes a $1.1 trillion budget. And I know I said this the other day, you know, this is for 2014, but wrapping your head around $1.1 trillion. And the appropriations measure was approved 359 to 67. It would roll back some past spending cuts. It would raise federal worker pay, and it would affect a lot of people. There was compromises on the spending bill, but it's kind of a break from the fighting that we've seen. I guess you can give it that if you were looking for, okay, what are the positives in this thing? What works in this thing? And this, you know, you go back now, it goes through September. And think about it, we're almost into February. Before you know it, we'll be talking about what's going to happen next time around. Isn't this a two-year deal? And then what happens? So, by the way, the increase is there's a 1% increase in paychecks of federal workers and military personnel. The first raises in 3 years for most in the agencies we're talking about. It would also protect, and this is a good thing, I mean, listen, if we're going to spend some dough in certain directions, I'm thumbs up for this. It would protect disabled vets and some military spouses from a pension cut that was supposed to kick into effect in 2015. Democrats get a $1 billion increase in Head Start funding. There was lots of a tug of war, a big tug of war over this. So they get that for childhood, you know, Head Start, early childhood education. And that was something that really got ripped apart the last time around. And so for Republicans, I mean, the Democrats really wanted that. They got that. For Republicans, the compromise reduces funding of two of the agencies that constantly come up, the Internal Revenue Service and the EPA. Yes, so federal spending would be lower than the final budget of George W. Bush's administration. And that's kind of interesting. So it would be lower than that final budget. Interesting, isn't it? And then changes at the airports are probably the one thing that that we would notice right away. The measure that was put in by Republicans, or was really a Republican idea, launches a couple of policies aimed at forcing the TSA to get more low-risk passengers through security more quickly, thank goodness. I mean, are you kidding? It's ridiculous. As I'm getting set to travel to Hawaii, it's ridiculous the shuffling act that goes on in so many of the airports, and I don't understand the shakedown of older people that clearly are not wired with anything. Nobody's thrown anything in their bag. Their wheelchair isn't rigged up. And, you know, I'm not even making light of it. I just don't understand it. There's just common sense things that somebody should be allowed to go through and shouldn't be hassled. And when I see them getting harangued and they're uncomfortable and there's this big rush, because it's like doing the Macarena when you go, remember the Macarena, remember that song, Hey Macarena? That's what you're doing when you go through an airport now. That's what you're doing. Unless you get there so ridiculously early, you could do laps around the building. But you go through and you're shuffling along, taking everything out while they're screaming overhead. Take out all jewelry, put it in the, take off your shoes, take out your laptops, throw it in the bin, only in a single bin, take off your coat. And you see that. You see older people who aren't as agile and they have a cane sometimes, or they're dealing with some disability, or even they could be younger. And there's a really nervous tension because there's always rude people, by the way, who are just trying to pass them, bowl them down, because, geez, they got to get to that gate. And then there's the people on the other side screaming. So let's hope. I'm glad the Republicans pushed for that. And let's hope that the low-risk passengers can just go through. It'll save time, and it'll save embarrassment and harassment. And I say bravo. There's one thing I like in that bill and that budget, and I would say that's it. Stay with us. On the flip side, looking at some of your emails on the deck.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
GCN. New year. New attitude. New shows. Mancow. He's now on GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Once again, no surprise to me, this audience, amazing when it comes to shooting the emails to me. Don't forget, by the way, speaking of emails, that we have another Nail the Score coming up in our third hour. Last two segments, we do Nail the Score. But once again, pegging in the red, storage, yeah, you know what that means. That means I got so many emails, I have to weed through them. So why don't we head to the mailbag?
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Vince, who says, Kate, were you a fan of Gilligan's Island? Did you see that the professor died? I have to say, I had a pang of sadness today. My childhood, I must have watched the same episodes over and over again, and the professor was one of my favorite characters. Yeah, the professor, actor Russell Johnson, who was the professor on Gilligan's Island. And he was in a couple of other series, but this was definitely his iconic role. He was Professor Roy Hinckley. Remember, he was always coming up with scientific schemes to get the cast off the island, to figure out ways to escape. Gilligan would come up with some other nutty thing, and then they would still be stuck on the island, obviously. And it was such an iconic role, and there were, people remember the professor, and of course they play Gilligan's Island forever on TV Land. So they're still playing Gilligan's Island. He would work those shows and sign the autographs and whatnot. And his death was unexpected. 89 years old. He died at his home in Washington. His family was with him. His wife was there, and he had a daughter and whatnot. And they were all by his side, I guess. But it was an unexpected thing. So he didn't have any kind of an illness or anything that he was battling. He played in a couple of different things. He was a marshal for a couple of seasons on a thing called Black Saddle. If you look that up, it's a western. Remember those old westerns? They're crazy. Everything was westerns in the 50s and 60s. And he had a big role in that. But it was definitely the professor role, being stranded on the island, that was so huge for him. I mean, so huge. It's interesting, too, the timing of this, because we were supposed to have Dawn Wells on the show in the next couple of weeks, and you know who Dawn Wells is? She's the actress who played Marianne. We were going to talk to her about a couple of different things, you know, being in a show like Gilligan's Island and how that just keeps following you forever and ever, and how in one way it must be an incredible blessing, and in another way it's got to be a little bit strange because, you know, Gilligan's Island, you're going back to when they shot that. You know, that was in the 60s, I want to say. That's when it only ran. It's funny because it only ran for four seasons, but it was like a continuous loop. The same things were happening. You know, we'd see my brother and I would watch it. So it was like the same episodes. You could repeat the lines. You knew exactly what was happening. It just never went away. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Cam, who says, "It's the first time I have ever emailed your show, Ms. Delaney. I want to say bravo. I actually really enjoy it. I was a little surprised because at first I was skeptical, but all it took was listening a couple of nights, and I am hooked, baby, if you don't mind me saying. What I do is my schedule's all over the place, so sometimes I just download and listen during the day. And I was wondering if you would give me your thoughts on all of the nonsense that's going on with this bridge thing. I'm sure you've talked about it a lot. In fact, I've heard you talk about it. Do you think Chris Christie ends up resigning as the governor of New Jersey?" Well, Cam, thank you for sending us a note for the first time and listening to the show. And it is a good way to jog my memory to tell people, if you are working different hours and you miss the show and you want to hear the show, you can download it. It's amazing. GCN is awesome about that. You go to GCNlive.com, and the shows are archived there, so you can just grab them and download whatever one you want to listen to. So as for Chris Christie, you know, like I said, they're now lawyering up the people in the administration. His aides are being subpoenaed. I just thought it was strange that he had the almost two-hour press conference. Was it because he was mortified, or was it because he was trying to convince you? And I used the analogy on the show, Cam, and you might have not heard me say this, but it's like a kid who does something, you know, when you're teaching kids not to lie, or between right and wrong, what's right and what's wrong, and then something happens. It could be a silly thing. But you ask them, "Did you do this? Did you do this?" And you start to get the long song and dance, and so you just know. You know that something's up, right? And it just felt like that to me, and I could be completely wrong about this. But it just feels funny to me. It feels like something's not right here. Trust me, if they can tie it to him, if they can tie something to him that sticks, and they do, then he's going to resign. Or he's going to be in big trouble, too. I mean, if he closed the lanes of... If they can tie that idea of closing the lanes down, are you kidding me, and altering traffic patterns? I mean, that's serious stuff. And there's this guy, this David Wildstein, who was introduced to the Port Authority as a friend of Governor Chris Christie's. He was named to the executive post, you know, soon after that. And now this has to do with the Port Authority. That was in 2010. So he was named the Director of Interstate Capital Projects. Didn't even have that position before. And it's a bi-state agency, meaning New York and New Jersey. And this is where we're bogged down in this whole George Washington Bridge thing. So this is somebody that he got the gig for. And Wildstein is now in the spotlight because of his response to the email from Christie's aide, Bridget Kelly, who Christie fired. And what he wrote, this is the damaging thing that started the whole thing. What Wildstein wrote was, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. And Bridget Kelly responded, got it. So they were obviously in cahoots. He was making the lane closures happen, telling her, giving her the smoke signal, hey, we're going to have some problems here. And it's payback for the mayor of Fort Lee not endorsing Chris Christie when he was running for governor. So where does that come from? Just the two of them? Wildstein feels like he owed Chris Christie and they came up with it on their own, maybe. But it feels like there might be more. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from Jake in Austin. Jake emails us all the time. What does Jake have on his mind? Hey, Kate, I've heard you talking about the fact that you like scary movies. I think I heard that on the last show. You were talking about the pillow product that has a hole in the middle of it. That you said was pretty cool because of intense movies or scary movies. I looked it up online. It's cool. I ordered one for my girlfriend, Sneak and Peek, it's called. But what I was wondering, I don't know that you really said this. I heard you talking to Nathan. Did you come up with your list of scariest movies of all time? No, I did not come up with my list of scariest movies of all time. I think I said The Shining. We said The Shining for me was freaky. And because I hadn't seen that and went to see it, you know what was would make my top 10 list? Remember the movie Misery? Kathy Bates was in it, and it was a Stephen King novel that they turned into a movie, and James Caan was in it, and he was a writer, and she stalked him, basically. He kind of fell into her lap when he had an accident, and she had him tied to the bed and had his legs in those blocks, and then she cracked the blocks. Oh, that was just a brutal scene, I have to say. I mean, it was brutal. And actually, Silence of the Lambs. Now I don't know how it would feel if I watched it, but I know at the time when I watched, I can even tell you, this I know it was suspenseful and scary to me. I was in a movie theater in San Jose, California, watching Silence of the Lambs, and it was a dark, rainy night. It was really dreary, and that was a really strange time to see that movie, and the theater was quiet, and I didn't know much about Silence of the Lambs, and it was scary. And this wasn't too long after college when I saw this, and that was a pretty scary movie. Like I said, now watching it on the tube, how would I feel now? I don't know. It might not quite have the same effect on me. And then I can remember, like, The Omen, watching The Omen, and I thought that was kind of freaky, the whole thing with the little boy. But usually it's more suspense than horror, or perhaps a little bit of both. I hope that answers your question. In my top five, I'll have to come up with a really serious top five list, but definitely makes my top 10. There's no question about that. All right, quickly, I'm going to try to get one last one in here. This is from Evie. And Evie says, Kate, don't know if you saw those Oscar nominations, but I was wondering what you think wins for Best Picture. Ah, Best Picture. Luckily, the band is playing, maybe getting me out of this. I guess if I was forced to answer that question, and it's a long list for Best Picture, you know, I loved American Hustle. That would be my Best Picture. But I think 12 Years as a Slave gets Best Picture. Cheap movie review coming up in our second hour. Stay with us, everybody.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Get past the people, get past the hip man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good book. Get on your good book. Get on your good book. The good book. Go down to your blood, don't say down. So repeat my load of a ditch about. Go down the curb that don't think I'm out. But so repeat my load of a ditch about. But people can decide that you can hang it. And dance and get it beat. I'm the soldier, man. You know the good. Get on the good foot. You know my good.
Here we are making the final turn of hour one. Here on America Tonight. You know, talking about the, I just got to throw this in because my pals from PNN came up with some good ones. Like Dark One says Alien, and it really jogged my memory. I remember seeing Alien in a movie theater in Pennsauken, New Jersey. It was a giant old theater, and it was so scary, man. It wasn't what I expected. It was scary. I liked it, but it was scary. The whole thing with the alien coming out of the stomach, oh, nasty. And Sigourney Weaver fighting him off, man. And then Jack says Hellraiser would be one of the goriest. Yeah, definitely. I liked Hellraiser, though. I give a thumbs up to that movie. And then we have Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's some wild acting in that, I'd have to say. There's definitely a lot of scary movies, without a doubt. It's a question of the top, though, the best. And like I said, there's a difference between the different types of horror we're talking about, scary versus gory versus intense. Well, very excited that John has called us back so we can find out about John and John's mother in West Virginia and the aftermath, of course, of everything that's happened in West Virginia since that chemical leak. John, thanks for checking back in with us on that. How are you doing personally?
Kate, we're making it the best we can here. It's been a week and one day since we've been without water here.
That's unbelievable.
I know, and also the areas that do have their water back.
Charleston inside.
Right. And also, the number of people claiming the water is making them sick.
Wow. You know,
contaminating continues to be on the rise here.
Oh, that's not good.
You know, I mean, just like me the other day, I mean, just like me when I went to my cousin's house in Charleston, when they gave the hall clear there. You know, I went into his bathroom and I turned the water on. You know, after he flushed it and everything, I went in, turned the water on, took a shower and everything like that. But then I started feeling sick. You know, with the diarrhea and vomiting and everything.
Wow, that's not good.
And I know. Yeah, but it wasn't just me. It was my friend Tammy and her husband Terry, who showered at their home and woke up the next morning with their eyes swollen shut.
Wow.
He told me he noticed a burning in his eyes. You know, he couldn't even see to read.
Oh, that's not good. That's awful.
I know. Both him and her were treated at the CANC Memorial, you know, and sent home with the prescriptions.
Wow.
You know, what Terry told me is that the doctor told him his condition was similar to pink eye.
Oh.
You know, and as for Tammy, the doctor told her to rest up and drink plenty of bottled water.
Right.
You know, and water companies saying, well, you know, it's safe if it's in the blue zone. Well, you know it can't be safe because of look what it's doing to them.
Yeah, that's not safe if that's happening. If you wake up and your eyes are swollen, no, that's not good. Baloney. I agree with you. They're just trying to, shuffle people around and get them out? And, yeah, that's not good.
Yes, and... and I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist or nothing like that, but how long ago was it that Obama said that he was going to ruin the coal industry here in West Virginia? And then this happens?
Yeah, because people are looking at coal, even though that was a chemical plant and it's an agent used to wash the coal. So
right away...
The blame started coming down, raining down on the coal industry. And, John, you know this. West Virginia thrives on the coal industry.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, if you think about the slogan, coal, it keeps the lights on.
Yeah, that's it. You should be documenting everything. Document everything that happens to everybody there.
Oh, so, I have been.
Good. So we can hold some people's feet to the fire.
Well, there's already been a 4 class action lawsuit filed.
Good.
I mean, what should we do here? Somebody needs to give us some answers somewhere, you know?
Well, you keep...
Instead of just the runaround.
Right, I agree. You keep documenting it, and you keep pushing... And, you know, we're continuing to follow up on this, John. I'm going to try myself. We've tried to get some answers, but, you know, with the media, and no matter how much you press there, they're giving everybody kind of the runaround, I think. That's why I agree with you. When you make calls and ask about the cleanup, oh, we have lots of bottled water and people are helping, and the governor's, because I call it the governor's office, and we feel confident that we're going in the right direction, their talking points is what they're giving you.
Oh, and here's something else that you may not know of. The bulk water supply you know, the bottled water supply that's being trucked in and everything was
right.
was halted Thursday night. After, you know, halted Thursday after concerns about where the water was coming from. Yeah, you know, it said that some of the water buffalo that was being used to fill 5-gallon containers and everything like that were being filled at the West Virginia American Water plant in Charleston and then taken to those sites throughout the county and Kanawha County and Boone. They've been taken to those areas. You know, even the Kanawha County Commission President, Ken Carper, he said that he does not know when that practice started. But he believes it wasn't until after the ban was lifted. And as I've stated before, that water is still making people sick.
Yeah, so that's no good. There's no way they should be getting the water from there. John, thank you for filling us in on all of that. And like I said, any answers we get, obviously, we'll share. I tried to have the governor on. He's obviously too swamped and saying that they will come on at a later date. And it's just really talking points at right now that we're getting that, as we're getting the all clear, we're getting closer, we're getting a lot of help from a lot of people bringing in the water. But it's certainly not good if they're putting tainted water into the containers that are going out to the people, you know, the bigger containers that they're filling up. And I wouldn't trust it. I'd be really careful no matter what they say with the clearing, like John is saying. Why are people, if they're cleared in certain areas, why are people still then getting sick? So how much contaminant is in the water? What are they, what's actually there and what's safe? There has to be a disconnect somewhere because, and of course, the governor, I don't blame the governor. The governor, anyone around them, they want to get this thing behind them. They want the water to be good, and they want to move on because of what John said. The coal industry, for goodness sake, the Obama administration is trying to, that whole clean coal deal. That's all shifting to the western United States, and the West Virginia area is in danger, like Kentucky, of becoming obsolete. And that would cripple that state economically. Economically, it would. Any thoughts on the show or you just want to share? Send us an email, americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.